All right, it's 10 minutes after 9 o'clock. You've got it on KHUM. And we are now at the beginning of our 19th Stop the Violence, Start the Healing campaign. And for all of these years, my co-host has been Sherry Johnson. And she is once again back here in the studio.
Good morning, Cliff.
Good morning. I cannot believe 19 years.
I know, we're going to have that conversation again.
That just, it's like weird.
I know. Blink. Goes by in the blink of an eye. Don't even get the ink part. Just blah.
Yeah. Really fast.
Yep.
All righty. So what we're doing right now, of course, we're going to outline what this year's campaign is all about. We have 3 weeks in order to go in depth into different topics. And our first week, we are dealing with the culture of aggression. And why don't we explain what that is?
Yeah, the culture of aggression. And we're going to kind of hop around a number of different topics that, you know, we've had these events in the news around the NFL domestic violence scandals and kind of just the tip of the iceberg there. And, you know, we're going to look at the role of violence in our daily lives, in our institutions, and in our language. So we're going to talk about different kinds of ways that culture, you know, beliefs in our family, at our workplace, in our lives, how these beliefs just lend themselves to ways of acting that end up hurting people that we care about.
So this whole thing with the NFL, what it did is, this isn't something that just kind of happened. It's not something that just is new. It's something that has now a light shined on it.
Right.
And the good thing with that is that with that big bright light being shined on it, it also kind of showed that this is sort of like the tip of the iceberg, where there is this kind of built-in, you know, culture of aggression with various different things. Obviously, the NFL is dealing with this. The first steps were many considered missteps in dealing with it.
Correct.
But they definitely are taking this a lot more seriously.
And producing a series of public service announcements. And I would assume they've formed a committee of knowledgeable advocates. And hopefully we'll listen to some good, solid advice about how to begin to address this. Covering it up is not addressing it.
No, so. Absolutely not. Now, in speaking of a culture of aggression, there is, you know, we take a look at just everyday life where there is aggression built into it, where it's kind of been accepted norms for so many years, where times, thank goodness, are changing a little bit.
I think so, too. I think so, too. And that's why it's so wonderful for us to be able to take some time to have a conversation, to kind of do a snapshot of where we're at and, where things can really develop from the kernels of consciousness that are beginning to emerge. I think when there's this, you know, I win, you lose, and nobody wants to be the loser, that kind of paradigm is not really helpful. And it may be what a competition is all about in terms of people who have to win and are rewarded monetarily for that. But in our lives and the way in which we cooperate to get our needs met, when we look at how can everybody kind of benefit from this? How can we have strategies where everybody kind of gets their needs met and we all are supportive of each other in that enterprise?
So we have a whole series of guests that we've got for this week. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking with Professor Maxwell Schnur of HSU. He is not only the chairman of the communication department.
Chairperson.
Well, and he is also the co-chair of the Sexual Assault
Prevention
Committee, which is really fantastic. And, you know, talk about taking on culture head on.
Right.
You know, this is really terrific. And they have a whole, you know, host of different programs and things that they do.
And they have been nationally recognized, our little itty bitty program at Humboldt State University being nationally recognized for the kind of cooperative actions being taken to prevent and educate around sexualized violence on campus, including domestic violence and stalking. So
yes,
they've been doing some really great and great work, and we'll be able to hear more about that around the Check It campaign and some of the other kinds of acts to end sexualized violence class and all kinds of really cool stuff that they've been doing.
And that'll be coming up tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. And one of the interesting things is his take on things like date rape. It's rape. You know, he said basically he's putting it into a special category, kind of, you know, softens it.
Right.
It's still rape.
Right. Right.
So, you know, it's an interesting thing, and we'll talk more about that tomorrow. And then on Thursday, we've got
Jean La Pietra and I.D. Opkins. And they are both, Gina is employed as a community service officer in the district attorney's office for the Spanish-speaking community, mm-hmm. and ID is a promotoris and a worker at Paso a Paso. So this is a little bit of a complex subject area here, but we want both Jean and Aide to talk about machismo, some of the sort of that cultural precept of, you know, of being a man.
Right, and this is one thing that we've actually not ever touched on in this entire campaign. So it's high time that we did, because the Latino community is rather large in Humboldt and growing all the time.
And the promotores are a wonderful group of frontline people who come together and support each other. And it's just an amazing community of people. So they'll talk about how cultural way of being has transitioned and how it's been transplanted and distorted. Because there's some good stuff to being a strong provider and a strong protector. And then there's some other stuff that has been sort of distorted and misperceived as it's been housed here in a more dominant culture.
Right.
So,
and, you know, so many things like that, you know, can be where they start one way. But are distorted through time and misinterpretation, and it has resulted in an unfortunate culture of aggression that exists in the Latino community that is being dealt with.
Right, and then the sort of immigration piece of that too is pretty aggressive. So we want to try to talk about and address all of those various aspects, and that will be a really fascinating conversation on Thursday.
It'll be Thursday, and then Friday, of course, starting at 8, going until 10, 2-hour phone-in panel discussion dealing with the overarching topic, which of course is the culture of aggression, and a wonderful collection of guests. We've got Maxwell Schnur coming back from HSU. We have got Bill Damiano returning. It's wonderful always having him. He's from the Humboldt County
Chief Probation Officer.
Yes.
Yep.
Fantastic.
And Vice Chair of the Humboldt County Domestic Violence Coordinating Council.
Mm-hmm.
And we also
Jennifer
Eichstedt, Professor Jennifer Eichstedt in Sociology. Mm-hmm. She is also the bias coordinator on campus at HSU.
And we also, I'm going to put it out there because it looks like it hasn't been fully confirmed yet, but I'm just going to put it out there. It looks like we are also going to be having the football coach from College of the Redwoods who will be joining us. He has been invited, and it looks like he will be joining us.
He has been invited.
Mm-hmm. He has been invited. And it'll be fantastic because, you know, they're actually dealing with stuff right at the very beginnings of, you know, what could become a culture of aggression.
Right.
And kind of exciting to have him on the show. And I definitely want to I hope that comes to fruition.
Me too. They're doing a really great program there, and that is, it's the example of the kinds of things that can be done to address this early on.
Absolutely. Anyway, that will be a very lively 2-hour discussion, where the conversation, as always, will wander from one area to the next, and it'll be a chance for you to actually call in and ask questions of this wonderful panel of experts. Make comments, share stories. It's always just an amazing thing. Now, unfortunately, during our little half-hour things, we don't have time to take calls.
Right.
But that's where we open up the phone lines on the 2-hour
Take notes, save them up, call on Friday.
Absolutely, because the whole thing is going to be dealt with at that point. Week number two is something that we've touched on many times, and it's unfortunately it's one of the things you really do have to on this campaign because it's really probably one of the most predominant things that happens in Humboldt County that it still is. There's still been so many horrific stories that every year that come out. We're talking about sexualized violence here in Humboldt County.
Right. And if we, I mean, there's this natural organism, you know, our organisms want to recoil from painful material. I mean, we just do. It's just built into us. So this is why during this campaign, we talk about stuff that's hard to talk about. And sexualized violence can be very hard to talk about, and it can bring up painful memories for those of us who are survivors. So this is also the time where we're giving out phone numbers that if it has been bothering you for a while, or it's just starting to bother you because we're talking about it now, there's places to call, people to talk to, and we'll be throughout the campaign talking about that.
And speaking of which, on the CAHM website, just the main CAHM website, if you look at the Stop the Violence logo on the right side, you click on that, that will take you to this year's campaign. And it's right now it just tells you all the stuff that's coming on. And as we have our interviews, we will populate that with an archive of all the interviews. You'll be able to listen to those at any time, download them. Also, at the very top, there is an interactive guide to basically help you with whatever issues you might be having.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, it's interactive. It'll ask questions, you know, do you need help? You have this. If this, go here. If this, go here. And it'll take you to the right spot.
Right.
And like I said, that's at the very, very top of that page. And we've done that for the past few years, and that's been really terrific. So coming up on Tuesday the 11th, it's going to be Paula Arrowsmith-Jones from the North Coast Rape Crisis Team. I almost feel guilty about inviting her back because last time she got in a car accident on her way here.
Oh, that was so terrible. Where is she? Where is
she? Oh, my goodness. Oh. She's never late.
I know. That was awful and still recovering.
I know.
Yeah.
That was
but
terrible.
She's
a trooper.
Yeah. I mean, she's phenomenal. And so she will be here just to talk about the services and what is sexualized violence.
You know. And the overall topic there.
Yeah.
She'll be back the following day, the 12th, dealing with something more specific.
More specific.
And this also has been in the headlines and very timely since trimming is currently going on. And that is sexualized violence in the trim scene.
Right.
And right there, you've got a built-in issue because there's secrecy involved. Secrecy and isolation.
Right.
Which can, it doesn't always, and most of the time does not, but can lead to problems.
Right. And we certainly, the exact numbers, who knows. But if it's happening to anybody, we want to shed some light on this and give some strategies for how to be safe. And, because there's this kind of this promotion to come here and make some money and, you know, be sort of in an alternative scene. Well, that alternative scene should not include being sexually violated in any way.
Right. I mean, the thing is, you hear about it from the other direction a lot, saying, oh, I've got to employ all these, you know, filthy people and feed them and da 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 da. But it also goes the other direction. And that can be quite scary when here you are, trying to earn a little extra money and you are out in the middle of nowhere with who knows who.
Well, you don't know who.
Sometimes you do. I mean, there are people who work together
true.
Each year and.
Yeah.
And that's, a little more healthy situation. But it can lead to issues, and that's something we are going to deal with head-on this time. And, things to look for, warning signs. You don't have to stay.
No, and where and how can you get help if you need help?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, again, Paula will be back for that one. And then coming up on the 13th, it's going to be Jessica Pettit.
And she is just a walking, talking knowledge person about all things around different genders and different orientations, and some really grounded advice for people to be safe.
Fantastic. And then, of course, on Friday the 14th, it is once again our two-hour roundtable discussion. Paula Arrowsmith-Jones, of course, will be back. Wouldn't be the same without her. Three trips here that week.
We should give her mileage.
I think we should.
Besides donuts, we'll give her mileage.
We'll give her mileage. Yeah. It wouldn't be a bad idea.
Yeah.
And who else do we have?
We have Mary Beth Bion and Kim Schneider, both from the VA, Victim Witness Assistance Program out of the District Attorney's Office. So talking about how somebody might experience support from the Victim Witness Program if they're involved with a prosecution or just getting victim advocacy. And then Kim has been on the CAST Child Abuse Services team. So she can talk some about what it is to be a child who's been violated and what families might experience if they're involved with a CAST.
Because, unfortunately, children are certainly not immune from sexualized violence.
Right. Little boys, little girls, women, men.
It is absolutely true. And there is also one other person we haven't got confirmation yet, but... that will be a very special guest if we can make that happen as well. And that'll be terrific. Week three, we are dealing with youth who are vulnerable and people who can help. As we, help is a big part of week three.
Yes, we like to have week three be more solution focused. Although there are solutions and strategies and ideas throughout the entire 3 weeks.
Absolutely.
But we hope to be leaning more towards the prevention end of things and the support and help. And especially by the third week, you're thinking, I really do need to talk to somebody. And that's what this is all about.
All righty. So let's go through our guests starting on Tuesday the 18th. We've got Rochelle Trottenberg,
and I think she's going to bring another Humboldt County Transitional Age Youth Collaborative member.
I was wondering what that acronym was.
HCTAC. And they've just done amazing work with the system and with empowering people who would necessarily not have had a voice. Who've had a voice in just multiple ways. So she'll be back. She's been here before, and you'll have a really great conversation with Rochelle and HCTAC Youth.
Fantastic.
And then on Wednesday, we have Spare Change Coordinator Kate Jamison-Allward.
That is a wonderful organization.
And, oh my gosh, Planned Parenthood Northern California. Name change there, folks, plus two spare changers. So you'll
Fantastic.
Have a great conversation, and they'll tell you all about the wonderful work of Spare Change, which has been in this community now for quite a while.
And I know several people who have been in Spare Change, and it's been a wonderful experience for them and probably has really helped them throughout their lives.
I think so, too. It leads to other things when youth become active in this way and they see that they do have a voice and that they can make a difference. And it just kind of supports them in the direction of giving their gifts in their lives.
Absolutely. And, dealing with sexuality, head on, because let's face it, teenagers are all about sexuality.
Well, being able to get accurate information.
Exactly. Accurate information.
Really, really helpful.
That is the key. That is what Spare Change is all about. Yeah. It's about getting accurate information to these kids who want accurate information.
Exactly.
They can hear it on the streets or they can get accurate information.
Right.
And that's what Spare Change is really
all
about.
It's a theater. It's a kind of a theater program, but it also goes into the classroom too. That's going to be great.
I'm looking forward to that. And coming up on Alexander's birthday on November 20th.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, indeed.
The Raven Project. And the coordinator, Brandy Asher, will be here to talk about the wonderful work of Raven.
And explain what Raven is.
Raven is a youth-centered program that goes out into the community, and there are youth who do not have homes, whether they're couch surfing or they're just on the streets, and offers them the just basic need materials that they might, like little kits of things that they could use. But also they have a place where folks can come and hang out, take a shower, get on the computer, work on a resume, groups, support.
I've personally known of kids who have taken advantage of Raven, and it's really saved them.
It's really a fantastic
it's a terrific program. And so, that's on the 20th, on Thursday. Then on Friday, the 21st, we wrap the whole thing up with our healing breakfast, free and open to the public, and once again at our favorite location, the Eureka Women's Club. It's at 1531 J Street in Eureka. Wonderful location.
Yeah, it's just, it gets really cozy.
The vibe is so good. Yeah.
It's really a sweet space, and we'll have, again, pastries.
We'll have wonderful pastries. We'll have coffee. There's going to be live music from Lindsay Battle and a whole panel of guests. And we, of course, have resource tables all around the room from so many different organizations.
Yeah.
And we've got a very special keynote address. We've invited Maggie Fleming, incoming Humboldt County District Attorney, to come in and give a keynote. And she happily said yes. I will do that.
And that's going to be really great. Mm-hmm. We're so excited about her being the new district attorney.
Yeah, that's going to be wonderful.
And the thing about the breakfast is you can just wander in, you know, between 8 and 10. It's you just wander in, you get a pastry, you get some tea or coffee, you sit, or you just look around at the tables. And, I mean, it just is no muss, no fuss, no stress, no strain. Just all are invited. Please, come on down.
That's right. And, again, live music. And, as I said, a whole panel of guests. And it will be, of course, you and I, and Maggie Fleming is going to also join us on the panel.
Right.
That's going to be fantastic. Who else do we have?
And we have Rochelle coming in from Humboldt County Transitional Age Youth Collaborative.
Mm-hmm.
And also Spare Change. Kate will be there to join us. And we'll see. Maybe we'll get somebody else, too.
And let's just quickly go over some of the resource tables that'll be there in the room, because this is a kind of a one-stop shop for folks that can help you out.
Right. North Coast Rape Crisis Team will be there, Two Feathers Native American Family Services, the Emma Center, the Department of Health and Human Services Suicide Prevention and Family Violence Prevention Program, the Silent Witness Project will be there. That's the silhouettes of some of the people who have lost their lives as a result of domestic violence. And Spare Change, I think maybe we'll have a table, but I'm not positive. Because they're in school, too.
Right.
But Raven, and then the Humboldt County Transitional Age Youth.
PFLAG.
And PFLAG for sure, uh-huh. The family members of gay and lesbian, bisexual, transgender.
And there have been
people.
Several others that have been invited, but we haven't heard yet.
Yeah, and hopefully Promotorius, too.
Yes. So absolutely. Got to have them.
Yeah.
There. Definitely want to have them. And in addition to all of that, there's one thing that we kind of cap the whole thing off with, and that is money. We have for many years now, we've had our Stop the Violence, Start the Healing fund, which is wonderfully managed by Humboldt Area Foundation. And every year we give a check, depending on what's going on in the stock market. It depends on that and other things, on how big the check is going to be.
We can't say by November 21st what that'll be. But no, I mean, really, it's enough, and it's general fund money.
Right.
So it doesn't have any strings attached. Whatever the worthy people want to do with it is given with a free heart. And
right.
to wonderful recipients.
And we have chosen who it's going to be, but no one knows but us at this point. So it's always always a lot of fun when we get to give out some funds.
It's a surprise. It's a surprise junkie kind of thing because, you know, everybody's very excited and it's fun. So absolutely. Just come for that.
Absolutely. So again, 8 till 10, that is absolutely free, Eureka Women's Club right there at 1531 J Street in Eureka. It's a wonderful location. It's free. Coffee, tea,
pastries.
Oh, yes. Always wonderful.
And she doesn't just give like the day-old stuff. I mean, she gives these really yummy chocolate gooey.
Lots of good stuff.
Really great.
Lots of good stuff. Absolutely. So anyway, wow. That's the 3 weeks in a nutshell. Pretty exciting.
I know. It's going to go by fast, but I really, really am excited about all of the guests and all of the wonderful conversational opportunities that we're going to have.
Mm-hmm. And thanks again to our listeners for tuning in to this. I mean, it's K-Hum is generally all about fun and games and playing new music and comedy and whatnot. But every once in a while, we have to kind of step back and deal with something in the community that needs to be looked at.
And it's beyond the 20-second soundbite.
Yeah.
And we're not telling anybody what they should think about any of this. We're saying, here's some ideas. Here's some idea of some experiences. You have your experiences. This is an opportunity to have a community conversation about that. We love it when people call and share what they've survived, and it's inspirational. You never know when you say the thing that's the exact right thing for somebody to hear that begins to change their life, too.
Absolutely. Anyway, our 19th Stop the Violence, Start the Healing campaign is underway. Maxwell Schnur tomorrow morning will be my guest from Humboldt State University, and that will be at 9 o'clock.
So, and please visit the website.
Absolutely. Yes. Go to khm.com and just click on the little Stop the Violence logo, which is on the right side of the screen. It's right at the very top. Very easy.
It's very pretty.
Very easy for you to see. And we will keep filling it in with you've got the full schedule on there, and we'll just keep filling it in with our interviews as they happen as well. So, again, tune in tomorrow at 9, and right now we've got our sponsors to say a few words.